You're listening to the family of Te Geta podcast. A message from Aukatu. Choosing not to complain.
Beloved friends of Earth, it is entirely possible to enjoy life every moment. Habitual complaining is a common occurrence in your world. Breaking this cycle will serve you well, whether with yourself, others, or in circumstances that unfold without your conscious choice, find the reason that the particular instance has shown up. Be content with what you have and thankful for what is to come. No one has to look for something to complain about. Everything around you is unfolding with chaos that is beyond your control. There are storms that are directed to locations and amplified by the darkest of beings. These are active in planning the demise of many. We will address and review the manner of transcending all to spirit. But for trauma, surprises, and the cause and effect that plays out, buckle up and hold on. Let's find ways to survive and thrive plans that come as storms. You calm them by your own perspective. You can do anything with this wisdom. There is no denying that obstacles are there. This is not ever to see something happening that is not truth. It is wisdom to allow your own creative mind to serve you in all things. Create a space of silence and allow only thoughts of healing. Refusing to complain about life unfolding will bring light and healing. This begins in the individual and moves into the collective consciousness. Thoughts are energy constructs that move in a frequency of healing or destruction. Create the scene that you desire. Allow every positive thought to bathe the scenes. For those that have experienced the loss of homes, employment, and loved ones, go deeply to find comfort. See the land as green and thriving with lush produce and healthy trees. See animals playing and enjoying life. If a loved one perished in a trauma or left the body naturally, know they are safe and more powerful than you know in this moment. Real prayer is within, and the result is from the activation of your belief. A frequency of power that matches your prayer is heard in the ethers of infinity. Spirit communication moves with energy, light, and consciousness. The greater the light, the more magnificent is the response. This is the truth of answered prayer. Calling those things that are not as though they are. We speak often of gratitude. There is always something to be grateful for. If you can walk, see, move, and think, then gratitude can flow from your lips. If you cannot walk, see, or move, gratitude can still bring gifts. Set your intention to be grateful in all things. Then list the reasons for gratitude. And you might be astonished. A perceived handicap may be your greatest asset. See it as a blessing, and you will never want to complain again. Each moment that you become grateful for life, more comes your way to be grateful for. Your vibrational frequency is raised, and the complete physiology of your body changes. Hormones balance, neurotransmitters are released in desired quantities. And there is a sense of well-being. The counter to this is the lowering vibration that comes with complaining. Learn to see that this moment is perfect. Even if you must search to feel this, say it through tears until a smile comes. Perfect peace is the gift that arrives with meditation. A heartfelt connection with the soul brings instant solace. Remembering the light within as you commune is like going home. Your heart is your best friend. Check in and see how it is doing. Imagine that nothing has a dollar sign attached. Look around and see that you have enough. If a table or vase seem to be in the way, perhaps it is time to donate. Be thankful for all that surrounds you with service and give away objects that clutter your life. Many hold on to things that take up space. They feel that money was spent to purchase the item, therefore it must have relevance to remain. but you have forgotten that you arrived from a place where no money is needed. All objects are created by choice and gifts for others. With a mindset like this on Earth, what would remain as important? Many times an expression of complaining will follow with more feelings of lack and competition. Allow yourself to settle into a pocket of peace. Get acquainted with your soul where no lack is experienced. Give love to yourself and then give this to another. This is the greatest alignment of the personality with the infinite soul. Rise as one light. Everything is here to serve you. And Ikimai Iya, I love you so, Akatu.